who's gonna do Mr. Pickens?
Strange question.
One second. It's me, it's me.
Hello, sir.
Hi, gentlemen. Hello.
Okay, hold one second. The Honorable Mr. Cabanis will be conducting your hearing, sir.
Mr. Pickens?
Yes.
Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Just give me one second, because we're getting our paperwork in order.
Okay.
And we'll get started.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, sir, can you state your name and your ADC number?
My name is Paul Pickens. My ADC number is 140771.
Well, good morning and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on November 29, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
I believe so.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you or hearing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yeah. Yes, I am, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing today. You cannot see us, but in the hearing room is the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for your hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Westby. Thank you. And he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Pitkin and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Pitkin, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. I will begin phase one by reading the allegations to you. You need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe that an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Now keep in mind we are only in the first phase of the hearing. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal ways your company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number three is demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at TLC 9430 North 11th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about September 29th, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown. Thus, you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Pitkin, is this true or false?
That is true.
Thank you, sir. And I will move through phase one. Based on Mr. Pitkin's admission, I find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Just one second, Mr. Pitkin, and we will continue with the second phase of your hearing.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Pitkin, we're going to continue with the second phase. During this phase, pardon me, we will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you momentarily for questions, okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Westby.
On September 25th, 2017, Mr. Pickin was released from DOC. He was arrested November 10th, 2017 by Mesa PD, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody November 10th, 2017 with an adjusted CSED of June 5th, 2018, which reflects 42 abscondes. His current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. Prior convictions, 98. Armed robbery, 3.5 years. 1999, resisting arrest, 1 year. 2003, marijuana violation, 2 counts, each for 1 year. 2004, marijuana violation, 1 year. 2007, burglary third degree, 4 years, 9 months. 2013, aggravated assault, 2 years. This is his seventh term in DOC, CUIR score 3.3, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2001. TIS release completion, 8 months. 2003, TIS release absconder, 22 days. Arrested for possession of marijuana, reached CACD while in custody. 2004, TIS release absconder, 35 days. Reinstated by the BOEC, absconded 19 days, revoked by the BOEC. 2010, TIS release absconder, 9 days, revoked by the BOEC. 2014, TIS release absconder, 10 days, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary is moderate with violence noted. Other arrest, 1993, theft, 2 counts, California, felony conviction, probation. 2002, theft, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2002, criminal trespass, third degree, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2003, simple assault, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2012, public sexual indecency, Arizona, not processed. His community risk score is a G6B7.
Thank you, Mr. Wisby. Back to you, Mr. Pitkin. I'm going to go through a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like you were released from DOC to reside at TLC, 9430, pardon me, North 11th Avenue. So it moved on September 29, 2017. No other residence was approved by Parole Officer Ogunsey. Have any record of you working when you were outside of the correction system? So, Mr. Pitkin, were you working?
Yes, I was.
What were you doing, sir?
I was washing cars at a place where they rent cars like $99 down, and so I was just doing that, and they're paying me by the day.
Well, that's good. We always look to see people productive when they come out of DOC, and that's a good sign. Programming notes, you're assigned to the color code program for random year analysis under the color gray. It looks like you did not provide any EAs before absconding, so I'll begin with this question. You were missing from community supervision for 42 days. What were you doing during that time, sir?
At the time that I was released to the TLC. When I got there, I just like to explain a couple things.
Sure.
There's a lot of people there that are not sex offenders. It's not a sex offender approved program. I had a little issue with that. And some of the people cold shouldered me because they knew that I came from a sex yard. I had things missing. I didn't know any other way to deal with whatever. If you know the history that they said, that I've always lived on the streets. I've had a problem with alcohol and stuff in the past. I haven't drank in 5 years. Things are going a little bit better. I wish that things didn't happen this way. I don't have any excuse except for I didn't know what else to do.
Mr. Pitkin, I understand what you're saying, and I recognize that it can be kind of a cruel world out there for people with certain histories, but I didn't see anything in your record, and it was an extensive record with a fair amount of absconding, but was there a sex crime somewhere in your history?
Well, I had an indecent exposure at work, and they said that I can't be a teacher, do this, you know, the kind of little different things. And under DOC's policy in the general population, they give you a sex score of 2 for that. And on a GP yard, that's not real healthy for you to have.
Are you a registrable sex offender?
No.
Okay.
I am not.
Well, thank you. I just want to put that, I want to get some understanding of your case. Okay, so you were missing for 42 days. What were you doing?
I was working, doing the best I can. I was staying at a friend's apartment, basically just going to work and coming back home, and I didn't, you know, I wasn't, I was doing the best that I could. I knew that that I was probably eventually going to come back, you know. I just didn't know at that point what to do, you know.
Why did you decide not to maintain contact with your parole officer? And again, we ask that because it's been our experience that the parole officers are pretty flexible, and there may have been some other arrangement. Why didn't you maintain contact?
I was scared. I didn't know what to do. I thought as soon as I took off from there, I'd be pretty much down the river. And I would like to state that there was a chance that I would be able to get out. I would do everything right and do what they're asking me to do. I made a mistake, you know. I would like another opportunity to go out there and to prove to myself and to the parole board that I have changed. I'm not drinking anymore. I have some decent friends in my life, and after being away from them for a little bit, it was hard for me to walk away and just turn myself in and get going back to prison, knowing that I didn't do anything wrong.
Well, this raises a question, Mr. Pitkin, and first of all, we commend you for getting off of alcohol. That was a major issue, but you did have a history of absconding from parole in the past, so without being a hard guy, it sounds like that you might have understood what was at stake when you absconded. In other words, you're asking for another opportunity, but it seems that you understand what the process is to succeed on parole, and we certainly want to see you succeed. So,
yes.
I guess I'm trying to figure out why you absconded anyways, knowing what the cost was.
Well, when I came back, I went to go get my DES card one day and then Social Security card. I came back, my stuff was ran through. One of my roommates were like, "Hey, you're a child molester or whatever. You're coming from this kind of yard," and I just took off. You know, I didn't know what to do at that point. You know, that's the truth. That's what happened.
Well, again, I think it's very positive that you're off of alcohol and that you were working. I will ask you, what were you doing that made the Mesa Police Department have contact with you out in the street when you were returned to DOC?
Nothing. I went to Papa John's Pizza. We were buying a pizza. We were sitting outside smoking a cigarette by a smoke shop, and the cop just pulled up, and he come up to us and asked us our IDs and what's going on, and because it's kind of dark in that strip mall right there.
Yes.
Gave him our IDs, and he ran my name, and he said, "You got a warrant." I said, "Okay, you know, that's what happened."
Thank you, Mr. Pitkin, and thank you for being so honest with the board. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Yes, Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Pitkin, you have four previous absconders. Is there a reason why it looks like the longest time you did was 8 months and you completed that, but then after that you were an absconder each time? Why is there a reason why you have a problem with community supervision, sir?
I don't want to make excuses. It's just that there's some things that happened in my life. Me and my parents, we don't get along anymore because of these things, and it's been not really good for me. So for me having something to work for, it seems that sometimes it felt like it's not worth even trying, because no matter what I do, it seems like I'm always in, you know, I'm not in good graces with them, you know, and that's the first thing that I want to do. And I know that my past history is not showing that I need to do things differently. I know that, you know. That's all I can tell you. It's just my family situation is not really good. I'm the only one here out of Arizona. I just didn't see no way to feel good about myself, you know.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Any other questions from board members? Oh, yes, Mr. Wesby.
I was just going to state that I reviewed the discharge letter, and contrary to what Mr. Pickens stated about returning after getting his ID and his property was ransacked, and then he left. Per TLC, he left to get his ID and Social Security card, and Pickens did not show up and was discharged. So he failed to return.
Thank you, Mr. Wesby. Back to Mr. Pitkin. We're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement that you would like to make before the board goes into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat yourself, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else you'd like to share?
Only I can say is that I am a changed person. That if there was any chance to get back, I would follow all the rules. Strict rules or whatever they may imply upon me. I do have a little bit of a support system out there with a couple friends of mine, and they're positive, they're older people, and I know my past don't show that I'm a great candidate for being reinstated, but if you can notice on the record too, all the times that I've extended, I've never been released, you know? I've always came in here and just finished my time, because they've always denied me. And so I'm asking maybe to look at that point too and say, well, we never really gave them another chance that's all I can say. I'm hoping that I could get another chance to come out. I'm past my 85% eligibility date as of we're speaking right now. That was the 26th of this month. If that's not possible, I was asking maybe if I could get credit for the time that I was out to where to be sure that I'm in here. I do have a job when I get out. The guy said, hey, you can come back and work. And so I don't know. I don't want to sit here and lie to you guys or make you guys feel that everything on paper or what you guys have written, it really done. And it's not a good past. I would like another chance to prove that I can do that. So with that, I hope that you give me another opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Pitkin. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're having a discussion with you, especially because we're on the telephone, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, Mr. Pitkin.
Thank you, sir.
Fellow board members, there are some positives that I don't want to ignore from Mr. Pitkin. Certainly, I think I can say on behalf of the whole board, we want to see people succeed on community supervision. It was good that he pursued work. Some of his work is at a car wash. He's developed a support system outside of the correction system, which is also a very positive step. He's made reference to being off of alcohol for 5 years. Unfortunately, our number one priority when we make these decisions is public safety, and we're dealing with an individual that has numerous convictions and numerous periods of abscond time while under community supervision. I certainly hear his argument, but I am just not finding him suitable for community supervision. I am certainly open to the input of my colleagues. We've seen it through a different filter. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion then, and that is based on the information provided in warrant number 2017-W3394. Our discussion with Mr. Pitkin, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision, as Mr. Pitkin was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Pitkin, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on or about June 5th, 2018, which is just about 5 months away. I recognize that may sound like a long time, but we highly suggest that you take advantage of the remainder of your flat prison sentence to make a plan for your release back to the community. I think it'll be an easier arrangement for you. There'll be no community corrections officer. There'll be no parole officer. You'll be able to pursue your own interests. If you have a support system outside waiting for you, as well as work, it should be a smooth transition. So we do wish you success. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. We'd appreciate if you give the phone back to CO3. Thank you, Mr. Pitkin.
Just one thing.
Yes, sir.
It said pursuant to ARS 13-4-17 that didn't give me credits or part of the time that's on supervision, which would move my case back till April. Isn't there any possibility that I can get that?
What I would suggest is that you discuss with your CO3 time computation. That's not anything that the board has any authority over in terms of your release date. There is a time computation process through the Department of Corrections, so please talk to your CO3 and see if there's been some sort of error in the computation of the remainder of your time. Thank you, sir.
And the end date is again what?
The end date is, according to our records, June 5th, 2018, sir.
June 5th, 2018.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, no.
I think it's June 5th, 2018. Thank you, sir.
Sorry.
All right, gentlemen, I'm ready.